Now, you see this song. This is like the Rolls Royce of GOM. The Maybach of GOM music is this song right here. I even remember the first time I heard it. I was in a place called Motherwell. I was going to a car wash in a place called Motherwell. And this song came on the radio, some local community radio station that side in Motherwell. I was like, yeah, all right, this is a jam. Prince KB, or of course, it wouldn't be as hot if Busiswa didn't jump on it, and TNS as well. The track is entitled Manomoya, music by Prince KB. Taking us to just after 7 o'clock, it's time for us to get into Musa Talk. We're going to be talking to Sipiwe Ngwenya, who is the MD of Born in Soweto. So let's get into it.
It's time for Muso Talk on In The Mix, brought to you by Sampra, Africa's leading needle time rights organization. Send your questions via voice note to 082-222-1049.
So don't forget to send your questions to 082-222-1049. Sipiwe Ngwenya is the MD of Born in Soweto. Sipiwe, welcome to Muso Talk on Heart FM.
Thank you very much for having me, my brother. Diggy Bongs.
Yeah, it's been a while. I did say earlier on off air you didn't hear that I know you. We go way back.
I'm listening to you linking into the song that just played now. I'm thinking to myself that the trouble of Diggy Bongs is he's always known a hit.
He always knows a hit. Thank you. You know that. I can tell. I remember hanging out with you and DJ Cleo, and we were talking about how he chooses the music and all of that. And I remember thinking to myself that he said that he trusts you as well with picking a hit. You know, sometimes he hands it over to you. He was like, okay, there's Spewer. Which one do you think I should go with? Anyway.
I've always privileged those early days to be part of his A&R process. The good old days, man. Miss them.
Yeah. So you are the MD of Born in Soweto. Born in Soweto is a record label, right?
Yes, it's a record label, but we do more than just the traditional business of record labels. We like to consider ourselves as a boutique label.
Okay, what is
where, what we mean by that is we provide a variety of services to the music industry,
mm-hmm.
Out of the need created by the scarcity of skills and resources.
Mm-hmm.
And in some instances, just an issue of small independent labels or independent artists not having the inclination or the time,
mm-hmm.
to attend to the nuts and bolts of the music side of the business.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah, and we have a variety of services, things like business affairs, music publishing, administration, licensing of works, talent management, really a variety of services that we offer.
Are you guys a member of Sampra?
Yes, we are a proud member of Sampra.
How long have you guys been a member of Sampra?
So I have to start by saying we have been aware of Sampra since circa 2013.
Mm.
But we formally became members just under 2 years ago.
Mm.
And that was owing to the fact that we're busy getting our ducks in a row, so to speak.
Yes.
So we've been members for just under 2 years.
You know, there's a lot of people who are starting their independent record labels because with the technology that we have now when it comes to distributing music, a lot of people don't see the need to go to the mainstream record labels, your Sonys, your Universals, your BMGs, your Galos. They just do it themselves. How has being a member of Sampra helped you as an independent record label?
I'd like to answer that question in two parts.
Sure.
Let me start at the end.
Okay.
Being a member of Sampra allows us the freedom not to worry about the very complex licensing regime of sound recordings.
Okay.
In other words, tracks. Case in point, once again, the very last track you just played.
Yes.
If that was a track that belonged to our label.
Oh.
It's Sampra. I'm saying if it were.
Oh, okay.
It is Sampra that would enter into negotiations with Heart FM.
Okay.
As to what rate that song would earn for being played for a particular duration every time it spins on Heart FM.
Okay.
It would be very difficult for us to negotiate all of those things with every single radio station or every single public institution, be it a restaurant or whatever. So it's very useful to have Sampra taking care of the licensing aspect of your sound recordings.
Wow.
And the second part of my answer is, speaking to your question about the fact that there are so many artists that are emerging, and many of them don't seem to be going the route of traditional record labels, the major record companies. It is probably the single most important aspect of the music business revolution in our country right now, worldwide for that matter.
Yes.
There's less and less need for artists to rely on major record companies. Mm. And it's become much easier than it used to be for artists to be independent and have the ability to put out music on their own.
Wow. You did say that you're getting your ducks in a row, but I think you're halfway there.
Thank you.
What are some of the notable acts that you guys have in Soweto?
Okay, so again, coincidentally, when we started out in 2015, we played what I would say was a significant role in the unearthing and development of Prince KB.
Yes.
We also released the debut album by Spectacular and DJ Nays.
Wow.
We are currently engaged with DJ Mshega.
Wow.
And from a commercial point of view, I can say together with our partners, House Africa, we've been at the forefront of developing the Amapiano sound.
Yes.
That's currently viral across the country.
Yes.
So then we've also had Mishka, and we've released some solo recordings by Dr. Duda of Mikasa.
Wow. Wow. All right, I'm talking to Sipiwe Ngwenya, who is the MD of Born in Soweto. Born in Soweto is a record company, or a music boutique, I think that's the way he puts it. I don't even have to say where he's from. The company is called Born in Soweto. Do I have to explain more? Sipiwe Ngwenya is a member of Sampra with the company Born in Soweto, and they helped develop Prince KB. They have helped with Dr. Duda from Mikasa's solo project. They've worked with a number of other artists as well. How do you go about identifying talent that you'd like to work with? I mean, I assume it would be easy with people like Dr. Duda and people that are already established. But how do you identify fresh talent?
You know, Diggy, there was a time that I would confidently give you an answer and say it's all about the music.
Mm.
But more and more, we keep asking ourselves, is it really all about the music? We look around us and there are serious artist propositions, and I'm not going to mention any names, but the artists that we know whose music you can't really speak much of, but these people are there, they're compelling, they're headlining shows, they're getting TV shows, they're getting endorsement deals. So traditionally, the simple answer to your question would be, it's all about the music. These days, I think it's a combination of things. It's different things. Music will always be a big part of it.
Yeah.
So what we do is we try and keep our ear to the ground as much as possible.
Yeah.
We go out quite a lot to some pretty unconventional spaces, for that matter.
Yeah.
To go and check out what's happening on the streets, you know, and see which direction the market is sort of going, and we try to anticipate it much like we did with the Amapiano sound. We started getting on it some 4 years ago.
Yeah, before it blew up.
It was so underground. People thought it was a wave. It's passing. It's never going to grow.
Yeah.
And now everybody's climbing onto the bandwagon, which is great.
Yeah. That's amazing, man. If you just tuned in, this is Heart FM. Muso Talk is what we're busy with right now. I'm talking to the MD of Born in Soweto. If you are an aspiring musician or you are somebody who's thinking of getting into the business of music, I wouldn't suggest you listen to anybody that other than Spiwe Ngwenya. I've known him for a while. This guy knows his stuff. And his company is a member of Sampra. He said earlier on that Sampra is actually good for them because Sampra has helped them license their music to all the radio stations and all the other places where their music gets played. Because as a music producer or somebody who makes music or who owns music, you should get compensated every time your music is played in a public place unless somebody buys the song and plays it in their own house, that's fine, or at a party in their own house. If they are not charging people to get in there, then it's fine. But if you're making money from playing other people's music, then you should pay those musicians. And Sampra is the company that helps that. Given, let me just take a quick break. Can I get back to you?
No worries.
All right. We'll be back with Muso Talk right after this.
Heart FM. Sampra, Africa's leading needle time rights organization. No, not that needle time. It's the needle time that belongs to record labels and recording artists. Being a Sampra member ensures that you receive your royalties for your commercially released recorded music. And people of the land, you need a Sampra license to broadcast and play music in your businesses. So own the jam, share the jam, and get what you deserve for producing the jam. To learn why you need to become a member and how to get a license, visit sampra.org.za.
Heart FM.
Cape Town's beat.
Up to the time, I'm finna say I'm ranking the original Nigerian Don Gargan riding through, man, I ride out, I've been down without no curfew.